Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight no man living shall be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. May God bless the psalm to our hearts. Let's read verse 8 once more. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, do you pray in the morning? Do you regularly, with a good spiritual habit, begin your day with morning prayer? Before you set out to work, or you go to school, or before you pick up the duties and the burdens of the day that the Lord calls you to carry, do you come apart for a moment, and do you seek God's face for strength, for His help? Do you need to hear, before you begin the day, the voice of His loving kindness speaking to you? Do you ask Him to direct your paths in holiness? Do you commit your soul to Him in that day? Or are we too busy? Do we just wander into each day without spiritual purpose? Do we begin with our own thoughts or with the world's thoughts? And do we carry our stress and everything that we need to get done on a given day? Do we begin that thoughtless of God, our Heavenly Father, until perhaps the teacher in school prays, or a fellow worker mentions prayer? At what time of the day do you have your first thought of God? The Scriptures teach us that prayer is needed by us throughout the day. Psalm 55, verse 17, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." At any time, we may pray. Formally, but also from our hearts, at any time, under any demand, before any temptation, before you deal with the disobedient child, at any given point throughout the day, we may lift up our mind and heart to God. But there are also, according to Scripture, to be the set time in our day for prayer. The time that we set down our trowel, we hold the calls, get rid of the cell phone, pull the truck over, and pray? And do you and I pray in the morning? In the Old Testament tabernacle, incense was to be burned both morning and night. That incense, that altar of incense, similar to this pulpit, was before the veil, and behind that was the Ark of the Covenant. And on two set times, the incense was to be burned to go where they could not go, into the presence of God, both morning and evening. Exodus 30, verse 7, "And Aaron shall burn incense there on sweet incense every morning and at even, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations, morning and evening prayers." Our prayers then go where we now cannot go physically, into the presence of God for worship and strength. And so we sang from Psalm 141, "My prayer will be set before thee as morning incense." Do you pray at the beginning of the day? Do you pray in the morning? We sang also from Psalm 5, verse 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer to thee and look up." The psalmist is saying, "Lord, you can count on this. You can count on it. In the morning, tomorrow morning, I will be there. I will pray." Maybe you say to me, "I'm not a morning person. It takes me a while to wake up. I need the cup of coffee. The older I get, the more I need to get started, to get the motor started." Well, that's true. But there is a time that your day has started. And for good or bad, we have to go forward, whether pleasant or unpleasant things for us in that day. We must go forward as a child of King Jesus and do the duties and serve Him in that day. But before you do it, do you pray? Do you pray before you meet your class? Before you deal with children? A little moment, maybe, before you come out of the room. Do you pray before you roll onto the job, before you tackle what the day must bring? Do you pray at the beginning of the day? I'd like to call your attention to that from this text tonight. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. The title will be A Prayer for the Beginning of the Day, for the beginning of the day. And we'll follow the clauses in verse 8. If we want to know the points, it would be, first of all, we pray that we might hear the voice of God's loving kindness. Cause me to hear. He's talking about prayer. Through prayer, we hear God's loving kindness in the morning. Secondly, we are praying for guidance in holiness. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. And then finally, we're praying for the safekeeping of our soul. I lift my soul to thee. David could not think of starting a day without first having heard through prayer the voice of God's loving kindness to him. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. And he could not think of starting a day that without that, because David is a repentant sinner. And a repentant sinner, others can, but a repentant sinner cannot put one foot out the door or take a step into that day without first being reassured again of the voice, God's tender voice of compassion. Psalm 143, as I said, is one of the seven penitent psalms, and therefore it is written, when the Holy Spirit has brought David to a true repentance, over his sin, his calculated murder of his friend Uriah, his wanton, lustful taking of his beautiful wife, Bathsheba. In the opening verses of this psalm, David is remembering the moment when the Holy Spirit convicted him, when the Holy Spirit shattered the pride of his heart and brought to him a true repentance, when the Holy Spirit uncovered his sin before the eyes of others and before himself, of the time when he says in verse 6 that he spread his hands before God and he pleaded for mercy, and when he was overwhelmed and desolate in the darkness, when he could no longer endure, he could not take it anymore, God's disfavor. He could not live with that anymore, with God's displeasure. Hear me speedily, O Lord. Verse 7, my spirit faileth. Take not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down to the pit. He had come to the point that he must either hear God's loving kindness of forgiveness, the wonder of God's grace, or his soul would be left in damnation for his sins. And God, having brought him to that turning point, he does not vacillate. He does not dawdle. He is done with his own strength. He knows he's ready to sink. And he goes immediately, vehemently, with all of his heart, he goes to God. He doesn't waste his time with excuses. He doesn't appease himself with cover-ups. He does not simply try to shove it, the problems. We can shove them, that doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work to shove them aside. But he takes himself immediately to God, because a repentant sinner brought to that point knows there's only one place that will ever be of any help to him: God and his voice of loving kindness. And I would direct you from this word, and I would direct myself and everyone here whose hope is in Jesus Christ our Lord, that you and I learn to go quickly to God in prayer. When we have burdens and troubles, when our relationships have become complicated and unmanageable, when we are wrestling in our hearts with depression and sorrow, go, don't hesitate, go quickly to God. Bring your need to God, to the King, the Father of Jesus, the Father, your Father, for Jesus' sake. Call upon him. But now David says that he, as a repentant sinner, can't venture into a new day without the voice, without hearing God's loving kindness. So what is that? What is the loving kindness of God? And we know that loving kindness is a word that is especially mentioned repeatedly in the Old Testament Bible as well as the New Testament. And if you put that into the spell checker and the new computer, it doesn't know that word. It thinks it's a run-on word. But every child of God knows what that word means. Every one of us, by grace, would say, the loving kindness of my God is more than life to me. The voice caused me to hear thy loving kindness. The voice of God's loving kindness is the gospel, the good news of God's amazing grace in Jesus Christ. And not only the forgiveness of our sins merely of grace, and the deliverance that we may now repent and turn from our sins, but also the knowledge. God's voice of loving kindness carries the knowledge that everything in our lives is being used of God for our good. The voice of God's loving kindness is heard at the foot of the cross. You have to stand there by faith to hear it. that rather than we should perish, God has given his only begotten Son to bear our curse and our debt. Kindness, God's loving kindness, kindness is an act. Kindness is not just an emotion. Kindness is not just a thought. Kindness is an act. To be kind is to act, considerate of another's need, premeditated act. And loving kindness emphasizes the source of the act. So God's loving kindness is his premeditated act, decision to act, of grace to us in Christ. So you can say that God's loving kindness is Jesus. Jesus. And to hear the voice of his loving kindness is to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ in your heart. And to hear that if Christ is for us, who then can be against us? And it is that voice of God's loving kindness, which to us lifts up our head in every darkness. It calms our fears. It soothes our sorrows. It gives strength. It gives strength even into our legs and into our hands. With the knowledge of God's loving kindness upon me, we have the spiritual strength to perform whatever difficult task, to engage in whatever calling God sets before me. I can fight my sin when I have been told of God's loving kindness. I can serve God. I can be a blessing unto others if I hear the voice of his loving kindness. And so you can see why David wanted to hear that, not only as a repentant sinner, but why he wanted to hear it in the morning, because in the morning, the calling of the day falls upon us. The morning is like a door that opens and sees us. We see the hallway of the day till the night. And David says, before I can venture down that path, I must first be assured of God's loving kindness. And I can only be assured of his loving kindness by hearing it, by engaging in prayer. If we don't hear that voice of God's loving kindness in prayer in the morning, and we're facing everything that's before us, then the only thing we'll want to do is roll over and go back to sleep if we can, or simply push it out of our mind, or become consumed with the anxiety. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, wives and mothers, young people, fathers, sorrowing, widows, widowers, we can't undertake one day unless we first hear the comfortable words of God's loving kindness to us. And as I said, we pray that we might hear it. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. David is not asking for a voice with the curtains blowing and suddenly a voice mystically coming to him out of the thin air. But he's talking here about prayer. It's also true that in the morning, voices will come to us. Voices within. How will I do this? I'm tired of this. How am I going to accomplish all of this? What do I want in this day? How am I going to get it? In the morning, come not only our own voices from within, but come the devil's voices to us. It's not fair. That's to expect too much of you. There's no reason you need to put up with that anymore. All kinds of voices. But the voice of God will be heard in prayer. I believe the Hope Herald sang for you last fall. Maybe many of you went. And I remember one of the songs, I'm going to quote from that song, In This Hour. And maybe you remember that song. I won't try to tune. In this hour, it's referring to prayer. In this hour, precious hour, I have met redemption's power. Here's one of the stanzas. Walls I build dissolve away in this hour that I pray. Then gentle words between us flow. His start easy, mine start slow. But patiently he listens close to every burden I disclose. He helps me with the words I cannot say. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. In this hour, precious hour, I have met compassion's power. In this place, holy place, I have seen amazing grace. We cannot begin a day without hearing the voice of his loving kindness, without being told compassion's power. A day begun without prayer will be a disaster. And one application yet on this point before we proceed in the text, and the application that comes to us is that I trust that we all know that this is true and that it is the strength of God's loving kindness spoken to us in the gospel that gives us the strength to go into every day with confidence. But since that is true, then beloved, what kind of words does your spouse, do your children need to hear from you in the morning? What kind of words should you be saying on the bus on the way to school? What kind of words should you be saying when you get to the job to other people? What kind of words should we be speaking to other people in the morning and in our families? Don't talk to me. Snappy words, angry words, upset words, words of frustration against somebody else. Husbands and wives or children going out the door in the morning, hearing words that are pounding them even down to the ground. We need God's loving kindness in the morning. If God, he would not, but if God were to berate repentant David in the morning, if he were to say to David, we talked about this yesterday, I see no need to go over this again. You should just get it straight. God didn't talk to him that way. God doesn't talk to you and me that way. And how do we talk? To our loved ones, to our spouse, to our children, to our classmates. How does our spouse, our children, leave for the day? By the grace of God, do they leave sensing knowing, assured of our loving kindness and the bonds of Jesus Christ for them as they leave us for the day. Jesus said, "Be children of my heavenly Father." But now we ask, second point of the sermon, now we ask, what impact will hearing the voice of God in prayer, especially His loving kindness, what impact will morning prayer bring to the day? What difference will it make? And David writes, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." And that's not a new thought, but he means to say that that will be the impact of having gone to my Father in prayer in the morning to ask for His mercy. In the light of that mercy, I will know the way wherein I should walk. The impact will be that we will be given grace to walk in a way of holiness, in a way that is close to God. And when I say that you walk in a way that is close to God, I mean a godly walk, a Christ-like walk, a God-glorifying walk, a being blessing unto other type walk. Morning prayer directs the course of the whole day. It directs the course of the day of the child of God into holiness. It alerts us. Morning prayer alerts us to temptations. Morning prayer alerts us to the purpose for the day, to serve our God. Morning prayer guides our mind away from evil to that which is true and righteous. You see, David did not want to fall back into his sin. He could not bear the thought of going through that again, what God led him through. When God's face was holden from him in his rebellion and sin, he doesn't want to go back there. And he knows how quickly, he knows how prone, if he is left to himself, if he does not gird himself with God's strength, his own besetting sins will bring him right back to it again. So he prays. He prays in the morning. He doesn't wait till noon. He prays in the morning for God's loving kindness. And he's praying, "Let the love of God then guide me today, and not the lusts of my flesh, but let the loving kindness of God guide me." He says, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk today." Now that verse maybe, or that phrase may be familiar to us. And I think that when we hear that clause, "cause me to know the way wherein I should walk," we think in terms of asking God for guidance, and I'm thinking now especially of young adults and young people, we think in terms of God's asking God for guidance in the big questions, in the big decisions of life. "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." Is it Calvin? Or is it Hope? Or is it Trinity College? Or some other college? Is it medicine? Or should I be a CPA? Is it business? Or is it marriage? Is it buy a new house? Or is it remodel this house? Is it a new job? Or should I retire? Is it soccer? Or is it baseball that I should go out for? We think of big decisions, and in those days of youth, those decisions more and more produce stress, and those decisions produce much stress upon us at all times, those things that we call big decisions. We call big decisions. God doesn't. And certainly God's loving kindness is what we need to hear before we make those decisions. But David is not talking about big questions. He's not talking about being overwhelmed with the big decisions a young person needs to make. Should I be a surgeon? Should I be a nurse? Should I be an architect? Not the big decisions a businessman makes, that the stock's going to go up or down. Should I bid on this job? David's not talking about big decisions. He's talking about one day. Which to God is more important? And how you're going to walk with God today. And that's more important than the big questions that you have of who you're going to marry or what you're going to do with your future. Those are important questions. But unless we do the walk with God daily, those other questions aren't going to matter. David is saying today, the important question is for me to be guided in righteousness, to be guided in holiness. That's the important question for today. Answer that one first. David is asking for practical understanding to live today in godliness. He's not asking, give me the big solution to my problems in relationships. Show me the big plan, and then I can go forward. But he's asking for one day. He's asking about his walk, not what calling in life God calls him to. But he's talking about his walk. He's asking, Lord, give me today to walk in love and obedience to you. That's the thing I need to do first. I always need to do that first. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk as thy children. The word walk in Scripture is not the outward appearance. It includes the outward appearance. But your walk is your life as you're living it from your heart. And so he's praying in the morning. May I live today in the light of thy loving kindness. Bring me to the cross. And then, Lord, in the light of hearing thy loving kindness, don't let my foolish heart lead me out of earrange of thy loving kindness. My family, for my birthday last August, got me these wireless headphones for my cell phone. I put on my cell phone books, and then when I mow the lawn, I listen to the book with the wire getting caught, so now it's headless, it's wireless. So I went outside and got the book running and put on the wireless, put my cell phone down in the garage, started the lawnmower, headed out. I got to the other end of the yard, I couldn't hear it. And they said to me, well, Dad, you're out of range. Oh. So I had to go back and get the cell phone. Beloved, don't in the day get out of range. Out of range of God's loving kindness. Don't ever forget thinking about that. Don't stray, don't go somewhere where you're out of range. That means get back under the cross as a repenting sinner. There's where you need to be every day. You need to have reception or you lose purpose. And you hear the voice of pride. This is not fair to me. Or you hear the voice of lust, or you hear the voice of fear, or you hear the voice of the world, but you don't hear the voice of his loving kindness, which will empower you and me to serve him Guide me, Lord, in this day in my attitudes, that my attitude may always remember the assurance that is mine in the gospel of grace, thy loving kindness. Guide me in my response, how I react when the cement truck is late, when bad news comes, when my spouse sins. Keep me, Lord, in my temptations, that I remember the loving kindness of God, because it's only the compassions and the loving kindness of God which is the strength. You think about this as young people. Think about what I'm saying. The only deliverance from lust is to know the loving kindness of God as a repentant sinner. The night that David went up to his housetop to lust after Bathsheba, deliverance that night was not for him to nail the door to the roof shut, because sinners can get around locked doors. But the way to avoid that temptation was for David, in his bed that night, to rest and meditate on thee in the wonder of God's loving kindness. Do you ask God in the morning that you be a holy person today, and that you serve him the way he wants you to? We sang, guard thou my thoughts, I thee implore, and of my lips keep thou the door, nor leave my sinful heart to stray where evil footsteps lead the way. During the day, do you find it hard to put away sinful thoughts? Do you find it hard to do the right thing? Do we find it hard to show compassion? Do we find it hard to forgive? Do we find it hard to put away anger? Do we simply boil in anger? Did you pray in the morning to hear God's loving kindness to you as a sinner? Do we get down by setbacks at about 3 o'clock, 6 p.m., that's it, I'm out of hope? Is my spiritual gas tank empty at 11 o'clock? This is enough. Is one day too far a walk to make with Jesus for you and me? Did we pray at the beginning of the day? Did we say, I'm not going out till I hear the voice of loving kindness? He concludes, for I lift my soul to thee. He's thinking about that day, one day. And those words can mean I lift everything in my soul, its worries, its stress, its anxieties, I lift that to thee in prayer. It can mean that, but I don't think it means that here. I think it means exactly what David says, I lift my soul to thee. Or I put my soul in thy hands by faith today. I consciously in the morning commit my soul, its keeping, to thee, because I can't keep it of myself. As a young teenager, on a given day, as any other day, David got up in the morning and sought God's face in prayer. Around noon of that day, David descended into a valley with a giant cursing him and running at him with a sword and spear. And David came from the presence of God in faith with God's loving kindness in his heart. And Goliath was soon, and his sword and spear were on the ground next to him beside his severed head. For in that morning, he had heard the voice of God's loving kindness. As a man, as a king, on a given day, in the morning, David lifted up his soul to vanity. No need for me to go with the army to fight. I can command, and it will be done. And before that day was over, he had taken another woman, another man's wife, for her beauty, and he was plotting to kill his own friend. And that morning, he did not hear the voice of God's loving kindness to a miserable sinner. He didn't wait to hear about that. Now he prays, Lord, at the beginning of the day I place my soul in thy care. It's only safe there. It's safe if today the Lord calls me from this life. Do you know when that's going to be? A young couple in Oklahoma, first day of marriage, killed in a car crash. A wife and mother, 24th week of pregnancy. Baby is born. She is dying of cancer. The child is critical. Both die. On a morning, on an afternoon, not like any other afternoon, a 17-year-old girl leaves the house and she is killed on the driveway. How do you prepare for that? Here's how. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul to thee. Prayer at the beginning of the day. Do you? Do I pray in the morning? Do we want to start a day without hearing the voice of His loving kindness? Beloved, hearing His voice in the morning of His loving kindness in prayer, that will make your day. Amen. We thank thee, Father, for thy word is truth. We thank thee for the gift of prayer. We pray that we may be faithful. Teach us, Lord, not to venture, no matter how rushed or great the demands. Teach us not to venture into a day without having come first from thy presence in the power of the gospel of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.